If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days, a 101-night sleep trial, and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Hello, I want you to welcome to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun relates to you having a happier, healthier relationship with money. My name is Steve Sexton. I'm your host. I want to thank you for joining us today. I'm so grateful that you're sharing us with your friends and family. Our viewers and listeners are well over 600,000 a month, and we're very, very excited for that. Last week, we had Patricia Colsey educate our listeners on how to be nutritious on a budget. We've had wonderful feedback. If you'd like to take a look at Patricia's episode, you can always go to savingwithsteve.us and check out episode 83, plus all the other episodes that have been going on there. Now, our guest this week is Tristan Wright. He comes to us all the way from Australia. Tristan is the founder and the CEO of Evolve to Grow. Evolve to Grow is a business consulting company that helps entrepreneurs figure out how to have more time and freedom for themselves, as well as find a way to grow their business. Tristan is also known as the Business Sherpa, and we're looking forward to talking to him. But before we get into that, we need to talk a little bit about those summer travel scams. COVID's got everybody down. Everybody's looking to break out. They're looking to go travel, looking to do stuff. Common travel scams are as follows. Free vacations. You've probably seen ads online with the free vacation stuff, or you maybe got emails, calls, or text messages saying that you want a vacation, even though you've never entered a contest, which is really interesting. I've never been in a situation where I haven't entered, or even if I entered, I haven't even won, okay? If you respond to these offers, you'll quickly learn that you have to pay some sort of fee or tax first, so your vacation isn't free and could cost hundreds of dollars. By the way, a legitimate company won't ask you to pay for free pies. Now, robocall vacation deals. You might get robocalls offering vacation deals on discounted prices. Robocalls from companies trying to sell you something are usually illegal unless the company's got written permission. If you have somebody who's already breaking the law by robocalling you without permission, that's a good chance it's a scam. International travel document scams. You might see sites to help you get some international travel, visa, passport, and other documents. These sites are just copy sites of the U.S. Department of State website. Again, that's the U.S. Department of State website. You can go there and get all your documents. The only difference with these fake websites is they charge you a big premium. International driving permit scams. Only the Department of State, the Automobile Club, which is AAA, and the Automobile Touring Association, or AATA, are authorized to issue international driving permits. Nobody else can. Anybody else does, it's a scam. Vacation home scams. These days, it's easy to connect directly with property owners and advertise their vacation home online. But what scammers are doing is they're trying to get the rental booking. For example, they'll hijack the rental listing and advertise them as their own. When you show up for your vacation, you find out another person are also booked for the same property. You have no place to stay. You've lost your money. Other scammers don't bother with real estate. They actually make up fake listings and properties and all that stuff and try and sell it to you, okay? There's a charter flight scam. You may get a flyer in the mail, see an ad, or hear someone on your community about an offer to travel on private planes to someplace you'd like to go. The offer includes lodging, sightseeing tours. It's all a scam. The U.S. Department of Transportation, the DOT, Special Authorities Division, maintains a list of approved public charter flights. So you want to go there to make sure it's an approved charter public flight. If the charter filing is not approved by the Department of Transportation before the package is sold, you're probably dealing with a just honest charter operator. Signs of a scam. Free vacations that you have to pay for. Okay, we already know that one. Not getting specific details about a travel offer. The offer says you'll be able to save at a five-star resort or go on a luxury cruise trip. But if the organizer won't and can't give you specific details like the address of the hotel, the cruise company, walk away. That's a scam. Next, hey, say their only way to pay for a vacation rental car is by wire transfer, gift card, or cryptocurrency. This is how all scammers ask for it, whether it's a tax scam, a romance scam, or a travel scam. They want cryptocurrency, they want gift cards, or wire fund transfer. Once the money's gone, you can't get it back. They pressure you to make a quick decision about a vacation package or rental. If someone says you have to decide right away to buy the travel package, that's what scammers do all the time, so it's likely a scam. Consider using a travel app like Travelocity. Use comparison websites and applications so you can make sure you're getting the best deal possible. Now, you know what? That's it for travel scams. Make sure you take care of yourself. You know what? Right here, July 1st, it's that summer travel season. Don't get scammed. If you want to stick with us, we're going to be right back with more Saving with Steve with some Tristan Wright.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show on UK Health Radio. Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show where we talk about the ins and outs of money. I just want to spend a special thanks to UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, AMFM 247, and all our other affiliates. They're really wonderful with streaming our shows right around the United States as well as the rest of the world. If you'd like to see us, you can go to Spotify, Apple Play, Google Play. We're on 150 different channels. And we really appreciate you sharing us with your friends and family. Now, our guest today is Tristan Wright. Now, he comes to us all the way from Australia, and I'm out here in California. He's at 8 o'clock in the morning, and I'm at 4. So it's kind of a weird day for everybody. I've already been at it, and he's just trying to wake up. So he's the CEO and founder of Evolve to Grow. Evolve to Grow is a business consulting firm that helps entrepreneurs figure out how to have more time and freedom for themselves, as well as find a way to grow their business. Now, Tristan is also known as the business Sherpa, so we'll have to get in that a little bit later. Tristan, I always love, and my viewers love to hear somebody's backstory. I know you're an engineer, so it's like, how does an engineer get into business helping people get more out of life? Because usually engineers work until the thing's over-designed.
Firstly, thank you very much for having me. And yeah, totally. Engineers and do work until things are over-designed. And I still have a tiny bit of that bad habit. but fortunately for me, the engineering I studied was mechanical engineering and industrial design. So that means I've got left and right brain thinking. I can think creatively and I can think analytically. So I think that works out that I've got the best of both worlds in that sense. But I wasn't ever really a good engineer. So I worked all right as an engineer, but I never felt challenged or I never felt engaged in my early days as an engineer. And when I was in my early 20s, I remember a time I was out riding with a bunch of mates. So I do a lot of sport, cycling, running, triathlon, basketball, you name it, I've done it. A lot of my spare time, or not spare time, is involved with sport. And my mate said to me, we need some cycling clothing. We want to all wear the same uniform. So me being me said, I'll take up the challenge. I'll go and find some new uniforms for everyone. And I looked at all the suppliers in Australia and I wasn't happy with them. Either they didn't have customer service, they didn't have quality, or they didn't have the price. So they didn't meet the three main criteria. So I decided I'm going to go straight to the manufacturers over in Asia and do it myself. Organized it, got the clothing over here, ran really smoothly. Then everyone put the clothing on and the shorts were see-through. So we're on the bike and we could see everyone's bums. So straight away, that little bit was a failure. But what I did learn in that process was there was a need for this service, this offer. I just needed to refine it. And if I was able to refine this product, people would buy it. There's me working a 9-to-5 day job and then in my spare time, setting up a business, a cycling clothing business, working from a kitchen table in the evening, and built that business up to quickly up to about $300,000 per annum whilst working day job. So I then went full time on it. This was probably, I don't know, about 24, 25 that I ended up going full time on it. And maybe I can't remember the exact age. And then I built it up to a 7-figure business. And When you're in your mid-20s and you're running a 7-figure business, you're not likely to have had many challenges. I hadn't had many challenges. I'd lived a blessed life until then, and because of that, I built up an ego and built up some arrogance, thinking I can do everything myself. And that was good at the time. But then once a challenge was thrown at me, I had no idea how to deal with it. And in the space of 6 months, the Aussie dollar tanked against the US dollar, which meant all of a sudden it cost about 30% more to buy the product. And then and that 30% was the majority of my margin. So it went from being an extremely profitable business to having no profit margin at all. Ooh. At the same time, my wife came to me and said, hey, Tristan, our marriage is over. So I'm glossing over it. But I had two major challenges in my life that I'd never had two significant challenges like that previously. And I had absolutely no idea how to deal with either of them because I had that ego and arrogance and thought, I can deal with all of this myself. So I hadn't built up a support network or a guidance network or anything like that. And quite quickly, I was in 200K of debt and I had no idea how to get out of it. So you can imagine being 200K in debt, going through a divorce and not knowing how to get out of it, the mental health issues that come along with that. So, so that was the peak and then the trough of my journey. And like people that are watching, I'm smiling now because like it's just my backstory. It's my story. Then I've obviously come out the other side. But I woke up one day and realized the business is screwed. I can go back to a day job and take 20 years to pay off that debt and just mope around just being an auto-ran. Or I can get over myself, get over my ego, get over my arrogance and put myself out there, get guidance and get support and rebuild the business and rebuild myself. I chose the latter and within 18 months, I'd rebuilt the business, pretty much paid off the debt, got it to a point that it was a saleable entity, sold the business, made a tidy profit off it. So that's the highs and lows of the business. So
sometimes you got to go through those things to grow because we've all been there. You know, I'm smirking because I've probably been there a couple times, so it's okay.
Yeah. We've all been there, but it's not all of us have been there, but a lot of us have. But it's It's actually about sharing that story and not being embarrassed about it, because if one person can learn from your journey, that's a win. Now, the next step, the leadership component, is getting your team engaged in that direction. So they need to, your team can't just rock up to work to do graphic design or to crunch the numbers. They need to understand where the business is heading, what it is that they're doing to help others or to help the business. But also the most important bit is the benefit to them. What is the benefit to them by following this vision? And if they can truly understand the benefit to them and then understand the impact that they're going to have on others, that's how you'll get someone enrolled in the vision or the direction of the business and make your job as a leader much easier.
Yeah.
So your job as a leader is to enroll people in the direction that the business is taking.
Obviously, your productivity is going to increase and all that kind of stuff when you have everybody on the same page and moving forward. Well, I want to go to a break, and then I want to talk to you about maintaining work-life balance, because there's so many people, and I used to be one of them. And, you know, one of the things I'll just share real quickly is I was that person who worked all those hours, worked really, really hard. And about, 15, 16 years ago, I had a bout of colon cancer, and it changed everything. So like when I saw your story, I was like, okay, this is perfect. People need to know about this. So with that, hey, everybody, stick with us. We're going to be back with more Tristan Wright right here on Saving with Steve. We're going to pay some bills and be right back with you. So stick with us. We'll be right back.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show on UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days, a 101-night sleep trial, and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun that relates to you having a happier, healthier relationship with money. Now, I want to thank you again for joining us. We're back here with Tristan Wright. We've been talking to the founder and CEO of Evolve to Grow. Now, we've talked about leveling up leadership. I just explained how as a net case and worked really, really hard, gave myself cancer, and now I'm better for it. But it's a really important thing. I know I'm being funny because I've been through it and it's my story, but maintaining a work-life balance is really key and allows people to have freedom, less stress, and essentially live a long life. So You know, Tristan, could you just talk to us a little bit about that, how that looks, what people should be looking at?
Yeah, totally. So I've spent a lot of time building a framework for the way I deliver my content. And this isn't a pitch at all. It's just a way to explain it. I've got what I call the business evolution framework. And one of the arms of it is called alignment. We need to have alignment both on our personal side of life and the business side of life to be able to get clarity with where we're heading. And what I mean by that is we need to actually understand what we want to achieve in business or in our professional life, but also what we want to achieve in our personal life. And we need to focus on them equally. It's sort of like the old school scales. You've got a balance on one end, and you've got your weight, you've got your item on the other. They need to weigh equally. We've got to put just as much energy into our personal life as we do into our business life. So we've got alignment, then we've got clarity, and then we've got fulfillment. But if we just focus business, things are going to fall away on the personal side. We're going to end up being sick, or we're going to end up working long hours, getting a divorce. Fortunately, unfortunately, the destination is 6 feet under. So we've got to rewire our mindset to actually enjoy the journey rather than the destination.
I totally agree with that, because it's really about the journey. It always has been. You see people who only focus on the business accomplishments. And they say, you know what, I want to get $1 million in revenue. And they get to the $1 million in revenue and they go, well, what's next? And they have no place to go. It's almost like they're capped until they find another place they can go. But they need, you know, focusing on the journey helps people get to where they want to go. So I totally agree with that. Let's talk a little bit about blind spots in business. I'd love for you to talk about that, because you just don't see them. You try and see them, or you think you see them, but you don't.
Totally. So if we think about business, we need to have the correct mindset. We need to have alignment, personal business-wise. We need to have a strategy. We need to have brand. We need to have sales. We need to have marketing. We need to have sales. We need to have people skills. And we need to have operational skills. That's 9 different areas that you need to run a business. Typically, as a business owner, we get into business with a skill set of 2 or 3 of those. We're really good at delivering our product or our service, and then we might be good at, let's say, sales and marketing. But that's 2 areas. There's 7 other areas of the business that we don't have a skill in, that we're just teaching ourselves day in, day out. We're just upskilling ourselves in those other areas. So because we don't have knowledge, we don't have education in those areas, we're naturally going to have blind spots. So we're going to make mistakes in those areas without even realizing we're making mistakes. This is where needing outside, whether it's a board or friends or a network, whatever it is, this is why we need to not build our business in a silo.
That's very big, especially when you have people who, I can do it all myself. That's something else. How can you help people focus on what they do best? And I love this. And how can you focus on what you do best? And I always say, how can you focus on your superpower? That's my big thing. So how do you help people do that?
So you've got your superpower, you've got your area of genius. There's areas that you're weak at. And often they're the areas that we spend the most of our time in. We should be valuing our time at a minimum of $300 per hour. And let's say our area of genius or our superpower is marketing. We're really good at that. So we get a lot of bang for buck for that $300 per hour. But our area of genius is not finance. So when we spend an hour on finance, it's costing us $300 per hour, but the effectiveness of that $300 per hour is only maybe a quarter as much, best case, as the time that you spend in marketing. So so if you actually go and employ, let's say, a bookkeeper to do your finance, their area of genius is finance, is bookkeeping. They're going to cost you $50 an hour. So they're going to get done. In 1 hour, they're going to get done what it would take you, let's say, 4 hours. So it's going to cost you $50 for them, or it's going to cost you $1,200 for yourself to do the same work, because you charge yourself out at $300. So if you look at it from a financial perspective, you've actually just saved yourself $1,150 by letting go of what is not in your area of genius per every hour.
You know what? I have a client of mine who realized that a $4,000 a month assistant saved him $300,000 a year just because he wasn't doing stuff. It wasn't his thing. She managed his calendar for him. He told her exactly what he wanted done and how he wanted his calendar and who he wanted to talk to. So she got him to the point where he wasn't talking to people he wasn't supposed to. Nobody talked to him unless they were involved with his vital priorities. And she managed to make sure he was able to be at all the meetings that made sense and not the ones that wouldn't have any value for him. And as a result, Everything was just grew and grew and grew because he did that. And then he realized, hey, now I really need to find somebody who's a good CFO because I'm not perfect at that. I'm pretty good at it. And now it's just like, hey, I'm finding this thing out and I'm making more and more money. My company's growing in leaps and bounds. And I think that's a great analogy that you have there. And people don't quite realize, even if you're in a small business, it could be a big business by having the right people who can do the things that you're not so good at.
Correct. Employ subject matter experts rather than keep yourself as a jack of all trades.
Oh, yeah. So let's talk a little bit more about your business. We've got a few minutes left. I'd like to talk about your business, what you do for people and how people can get a hold of you.
Yeah, cool. So at the end of the day, my ultimate objective is to show you that you can have fulfillment. So when they realize that they need to make this change, we've got the education there and the support and guidance for them to implement it.
So Tristan, how can people get a hold of you?
Simplest way is Google me, Tristan Wright, Evolve to Grow, and then you'll see my website, my LinkedIn, Facebook, all of that sort of stuff. Or you jump on the website, evolvetogrow.com.au, or send me an email, tristan@evolvetogrow.com.au.
Tristan, I don't know if you're going to go back to sleep here because it's early in the morning over there. I hope you have a wonderful day. I want to thank you for joining us and sharing this information. Again, if you want to talk to Tristan, go to Tristan Wright, Evolve to Grow. Get in touch with him. He'll help you grow your business, livelihood, and make sure you have more time and a good work-life balance. Tristan, thanks again for joining us today right here on Saving with Steve. Stay safe, stay healthy. Maybe we'll have you back again.
Thank you very much for having me.
You got it. We'll see you. Bye-bye, everybody. That wraps it up for this Saving with Steve episode. We'll look forward to seeing you next time. Stay safe, stay healthy right here on Saving with Steve. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio. Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun that relates to you having a happier, healthier relationship with money. My name is Steve Sexton. I want to thank you for joining us today. We've got one heck of a show, but first, I want to thank you for sharing with your friends, your family, your associates. We have well over 600,000 listeners, not only here in the United States, but abroad. We're really excited that things keep expanding. You know what? Last week, we have Helen Hoisra to help us with a successful career change, especially nowadays with 3% unemployment, the great resignation. People have a bigger and better opportunity to find a new career, a new job, and Helen's going to help you get there. And if you want to check out her or any other of our other 82 episodes, all you have to do is go to savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. And Helen's episode is episode 82 if you're looking for a career change. This week, I'm going to be talking about romance scams. We're going to talk about all the stuff that people do to scam people out of their money, how they're using crypto romance scams, how they work, what's the dynamics behind it, what you can do to protect yourself, and if it happens to you, where you can go. Now, for today's show, we've got a topic that, geez, we've had so many of the lovely ladies just email in and say, hey, with inflation and everything, we're trying to figure out how we can be healthy on a budget. And we have the perfect guest here today, Patricia Kalisa. She's here. She's a registered nurse, dietitian. She's based out of New Jersey. She's got a bachelor's degree in nutrition, dietetics at Rutgers University. Obviously got biology, psychology, so she can help you get into the psychology behind it. But you know what? She has worked with multiple entrepreneurs. She has worked with most notably the United States rowing team, weight loss surgery, diabetes, weight management, cardiovascular disease, renal disease, and recently geriatrics. Now, that means she knows a lot of stuff, and she has a wonderful background to create the foundation of the information she's going to provide you. So you really want to sit and listen. If you got a pen, write this stuff down because it's going to make a big difference. And with that, I want to introduce you to Patricia Kalisa. And thank you for joining the show, Patricia.
Anytime, Steve. Thanks for having me.
You know what? This is just something else because I was actually talking to my wife yesterday about this. And she's just like, you know, how do you do it? You know, how do people keep in a budget, stay nutritious? And there's so many myths out there about, you know, no GMOs, we have to go organic, all that kind of stuff. And I know we're going to be talking about that all today, but you know what? It was just real interesting. There's a lot of little, I want to say, marketing that goes out there that says you got to do this, you got to do that in order to be nutritious. And you know what? The reality is that might not be the case, or could be the case. And that's why we have here to dispel all that stuff. So now what I'd like to do is, you know, how should somebody go about compiling a list prior to grocery? You know, what are the tips for doing that? How does somebody do that in the store? Because, you know, I mean, I'm a guy, but I, you know, it doesn't matter if you're a guy or girl, but you know, I kind of have a list in my head, but when I see something else that looks kind of cool, I get it. And that might not make the best situation for being nutritious. So how would you go about doing that?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, to start off a list, I would say it is about the planning. And I know that's not really easy for people given the busy times right now. But the best way to make a list before you go grocery shopping is to think about, okay, how can I incorporate all the food groups, number one? So we have our produce, we have our proteins and our grains. So think about what are some of your favorite foods from those different food groups and what can be made for multiple meals. So there might be different products that can be put in multiple recipes, like let's say rice or plant-based proteins. So you can put them together and not be getting tired of the same meal. And if you, you know, write down the foods under each food group that you have before you go, then you have sort of like a picture of how to navigate through the grocery store without having impulse buys of other foods. Yeah. Now, another thing is to ask yourself, you know, here in the US, we have a lot of coupons available. And especially online now, you can find so many different coupons. And especially, you know, another way to save is bulk buying. So what can you buy in bulk? What can fit in the fridge? So there's all these different ideas on different ways to save money, but absolutely the first thing is to start by planning first. So then again, you have that picture before you go in and it doesn't result in impulse buying and buying things that are unnecessary later.
Okay, so I got to ask this question because a lot of people know, or they think they know, but they don't know. Okay, plant-based proteins. What are they? Help me with some examples.
Absolutely, Steve. So some plant-based proteins are pretty much what can be grown. So some of the popular ones here have been chickpeas and edamame, black beans, pinto beans, and tofu. So they're all very cheap and can be bought in bulk. So I could find a block of tofu for $1.99. It's just the difficulty of it is some people don't know how to prepare it, but there's just so many different recipes online that make it better for us. And on top of that, it has just as much protein as your animal products. And, you know, a lot of people are trying to eat less animal products for many reasons, for the environment, and also because animal products are just getting more expensive. So you are able to get enough protein in your diet, even if you're not buying something as expensive as, let's say, red meats or fish, for example.
Oh, I love that. I love that. You know what? And one of the places that people can go to for coupons is obviously coupons.com. They know how to link everybody across the place. And, you know, if you're shopping, that's wonderful. Now, okay, so let's go to bulk, buying bulk. Okay. So when people look at buying bulk, you know what, it's just me and my wife now, and our kids are out of college and all that kind of good stuff. So we're really not buying all that much milk. So bulk doesn't make sense. And in some cases, you know what, we'll buy rice and, you know, it'll be the big bag of rice and it's relatively inexpensive and that'll last a long time. But when you're looking at things like potatoes and
a lot of people are starting to put like a jar of carrots and a little jar of water, they're doing celery for things. And also just storing the right foods in the refrigerator is important as well. Sometimes I see people putting tomatoes in the refrigerator, tomatoes, apples, things that should be kept at room temperature, and that can accelerate the process of, you know, decay and molding as well. So that's something to keep in mind for sure.
So where can people find a list of things that they shouldn't be putting in the refrigerator? Because you just, you know, apples, we put those in the refrigerator all the time. I didn't realize that helps them decay it.
Yeah, in some cases, yes. Especially when you open it, it starts to brown really quickly. There are some ways to keep it stored for longer. I know citric acid or like lime juice, for example, is a great way to preserve things like apples, lemons. Now, in terms of a website where you can find this information, I know you got some viewers from the United States. So I want to say it's USDA is the one that typically posts the storage information for food. It's either USDA or FDA. I'm almost positive it's USDA.
Okay, great. Yeah. Okay, so what we're gonna do is we're gonna take a quick break and we'll be right back. Gotta pay some bills with some advertising. So hey, everybody, stick with us. We're right back with more Patricia. She's gonna help us with nutrition on a budget, and we'll be right back with some more Saving with Steve. So stick with us.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show on UK Health Radio.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101 night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio.
Hey, I want to welcome you back to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. pretty much everything in this sentence that relates to you having a happier, healthy relationship with money. Now, we're all about uplifting you from a spiritual, financial standpoint. I'd like to thank a couple of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, and AMFM 247, as well as New York Radio TV. And, you know, again, we have Patricia Kalisa. She's talking to us about nutrition on a budget. Now, I can tell you're pretty knowledgeable and you're pretty passionate about this. So what really kicked off your passions towards nutrition there, Patricia?
Yeah, Steve. So, you know, when I was in high school, I was doing a lot of cooking classes and I knew that a part of me wanted to be in healthcare. I didn't know exactly what yet, but I grew up with my parents and we were looking at nutrition labels growing up and just food brought everybody together. And from there, I just wanted to sort of combine my passion for helping others as well as my love for food. And that's how I decided to become a dietitian and get where I am today.
That's wonderful. I love that. Now, hey, let's start getting into the myths, okay?
Sure.
You know, there's so many people that I've talked to that only do organic, only fresh, you know, and they have, I don't think any idea, they just been listening to people online talk about being organic and fresh food. And they only eat, you know, that's the only thing they eat. So
right.
I would love for you to just take a moment and kind of dispel some of the myths, some of the rumors, just so people can realize, oh my God, I didn't realize that. So I love this part because it's like the aha moment part.
Yeah. And this is like one of my favorite things to talk about, Steve. You know, I want to start by saying that nutrition is very individualized and nutrition is very gray, which a lot of people don't like to hear because we want a straight answer, especially today. And nutrition is going to look different for everybody. So with regards to keeping foods fresh and trying to be organic, these can be really great if you're able to afford them. But in some cases, you know, especially today, we're trying to figure out how to save money. So sometimes the organic foods aren't as necessary. And the priority is really just to make sure that you're having balanced meals as often as possible and that your meal planning and that your eating habits are sustainable for you. Because oftentimes when we get into this whirlwind of meal planning and trying to be nutritious, we can get stressed out easily because, like you said, there is a lot of information online and there's a lot of different things that people are saying. So my best advice, I always say, you know, try to talk to dietitians and they can create specific meal plans that work well for you. They can give you simple advice. And, you know, the thing I love about our field is we're always focusing on the person. And yes, we do talk a lot about food and we talk a lot about exercise. That's understood. But we do acknowledge your stress levels. We acknowledge the environment that you're in. Are you close to a grocery store and do you have food available to you? So, you know, that's health is becoming very integrative. And I think that's something that's really going to come out in the future as well, you know, outside of the dieting and all these different things.
Okay. So here's an interesting thing. When we were out with a bunch of friends over the weekend, I told them they asked me, who are you interviewing this week? And it was interesting. The topic came up of the different diets that they've been on. Like there's this one where one of them gets into the 21-day fix and they only eat certain things while they're working out for the 21 days. And yeah, they lose some weight, but then it's back on again. And, you know, the husbands are going, oh my gosh, she's like in super B mode just because she's not eating enough, not sleeping right. She's always tired. And then when she's done with it, she's happy again. So, you know what, help us with that. You know, I know that, you know, my wife goes with diets. I personally never been a diet person. I've always just worked out and tried to eat right. But I know a lot of people are on these diets and they go for a certain period of time and it lasts, but there's not, you know, the weight loss doesn't last or the physical effects don't last because they're not sticking with it. You know, how can somebody move into something that would create a balanced diet, nutrition, easy to do the fitness side of things, as opposed to going through these crash diets or paying for these crash diets and not really getting the result because it's gone in a couple of weeks or a month or two after they finished?
Yeah, absolutely. So something we do as dietitians is we start with small changes. You know, first we start off with kind of a set, looking at you and saying, all right, like I said, what foods are accessible to you? What foods do you like, first of all? Because, you know, a lot of people that go on these diets, for example, let's give keto an example, because I know that's a very much popular diet going on right now. The products are keto version and they might taste different. So people don't like things that don't taste as good to them, for example. So we want to be able to incorporate foods that you enjoy, number one. Number two, again, targeting all those different food groups. And most people, they might say, oh, I don't like fruits and vegetables, but we can find a fruit and vegetable or vegetable that we can put in your diet that hits that. It's just a lot of critical thinking, Steve. You know, like I keep bringing up, nutrition is very individual. And, you know, one thing that works for one person might not work for the other. So again, that's where the dieting comes back and why people might find themselves not sticking to these diets.
Is it okay if our listeners or viewers get in contact with you, and how would they do that?
You can find me on social media. I have a Instagram and a TikTok, both under the Dietitian Dish with a T. Mm-hmm. Or you can email me. I'm definitely opening up to that because I love to answer questions and I really love to help other people as often as I can. My email is dietitian followed by a dot and then Trish, T-R-I-C-H @gmail.com.
That's wonderful. One of the things that I did is I looked into your background and all that stuff, and I thought this was a really cool mission statement. And it says here, your mission is to help women like yourself become more curious, excited about food, and find exercises that they enjoy, so they can achieve overall health without adding stress or weight loss and dieting. So I think that's wonderful. And could you help us with that email one more time? It's dietitian.trish@gmail.com. Perfect. Hey, Patricia, I want to thank you for joining the show today. It was wonderful to have you. I appreciate you taking the time to eliminate the misinformation. And also give some resources of where people can go to. So thanks again. I wish you well with your endeavors. And you know what? Maybe we'll have you back here in a few months and see how things are going.
Of course. That sounds great, Steve. Thanks again.
Hey, stay healthy. I know you will. So we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
See you next time, Steve.
That was Patricia Kalisa. She is a dietitian. She, you know, loves to help people out with nutrition and on a budget, health, the whole shot. If you, again, want to get in contact with her, go to dietitian.trisha@gmail.com. So you want, again, that's dietitian.trisha@gmail.com. Now, hey, you want to stick with us? We're going to be right back. We're going to be talking about some dating scams. What's going on? What can you do? How can you protect yourself? And if something happens to you, where you can go? So stick with us. We're going to be right back with more Saving with Steve.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show on UK Health Radio. Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. Pretty much everything under the sun relates to you having a happier, healthier relationship with money. My name is Steve Sexton. I want to thank you for joining us. I want to thank our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, and AMFM 247, our syndicator. We are talking about scams, specific romance scams. Okay. And I just want to talk to you about what I read on the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center. And you know what? A woman on the video, her name was Darlene, tells us a story of how she was scammed. Here's how it worked. I gave him my phone number because he seemed so authentic. That's what she said. Well, within 3 weeks or so, he was expressing that he was falling in love with me. The man she called was Giovanni. Told her he was an architect and a contractor who traveled to Turkey for jobs and asked somewhere down the line, asked for a loan of $30,000. Then he needed more money. And we're going through this forever. And we're going to get married, he told her. Darlene began to see the flags, but ignoring them. She said, in the end, she gave him $530,000, her entire retirement fund, which is why nearly at the age of 74, she's still working, she said. And you know what? She asked these questions. How could I have fallen for this? But the reality is it happens to so many people from all walks of life. You know what? The reality is you don't want it happening to you. What's really interesting is the FBI received more than 25,000 romance fraud complaints in 2021 alone. Victims at the end of the romance scam can feel manipulated. Family relationships, marriages can be torn apart. And the toll that one of these scams can take is devastating. Okay. Let's talk about, you know, in fact, these scams, people between the ages of 45 and 55 are the typical culprit, okay? Not the culprit, but they're the typical victim. They have a little money, they're a little lonely, they're going online, and it's one of those things that you really, really want to watch out for. Now, even in the military, these things are happening. According to CID, the Computer Crimes Investigation Unit, also cautioned soldiers themselves to be on the guard for what's called a sextortion scam, okay? And these scams, criminals engage in online sexual activity with an unsuspecting service member and then demand money or favors in exchange for not publicizing potential embarrassing images or information. And they caution the soldiers, never send money to someone claiming to be a soldier, okay? That's the most common scheme involves criminals, often other countries, most notably from West Africa countries, pretending to be U.S. soldiers serving in combat zones or other locations overseas. These crooks are often prevent documents and proof of their financial need when victims ask to wire them money. So it's really, really important to understand what's going on, okay? Now, the FBI outlined the anatomy of a cryptocurrency investment scam. This is the way it works. The scammer initially initiates contact and typically made via dating app, or other social media sites like Twitter, Facebook, Messenger, whatever. The swindler gains the confidence and trust of the victim by establishing an online relationship and then claims to have knowledge of cryptocurrency investing or trading opportunities that will result in substantial profits. They talk about how great they are with investing, okay? And then what they'll do is they'll suggest you buy cryptocurrency, send it to an online wallet when the victim thinks that it's an investment website, but in fact, it's a scammer's website, okay? The con artist directs the victim to, again, a fraudulent website or an investment opportunity. After the victim has invested an initial amount on the platform and sees an alleged profit, which means they allow them to take out a little bit of money and there's a little profit there, the scammer allows the victim to withdraw a small amount of money. This is the way they get trust with you. As for a successful withdrawal, the criminal instructs the victim to invest a larger amount of money and often expresses the need to act fast. When the victim is ready to withdraw funds again, the scammer invents a reason as to why they cannot happen. The victim is informed that additional taxes or fees needs to be paid, or the minimum account balance has not been yet to allow withdrawal. It's interesting. The claim entices the victim to provide more funds. Sometimes a customer service group gets involved, which is also part of the scam, that says, hey, you got to go and do this. Victims are not able to withdraw any money, and the scammer most often stops communicating with victims after they cease to send additional funds. Now, I want to be very clear about this. I work with people in the financial consulting business, and I know of three people right now that have been affected by these romance scams. And one was just like this. The only difference is she took the money out of her IRA and she told me it was this guy in New York and he was going to invest in this. She's going to double her money inside of 6 to 9 months. It was too good to be true. The whole shot. And you know what? She lost the money. Remember how I told you the FBI's received 25,000 complaints in 2021? It's probably twice that much because people have such embarrassment that they got hit with that. In fact, this client got hit with that and she wasn't going to claim it until the IRS says, hey, you know what? You're going to have to pay the taxes on that $250,000. And she finally had to claim it for that, you know, hey, I got scammed, filed a police report, the whole shot. So with that, I want to thank you for all for joining us here on Saving with Steve. We'll look forward to seeing you next week. Same time, same channel, right here on Saving with Steve, where we're going to give you our best advice, one, to help you retire smarter. And we're going to go through the ins and outs of money so we can benefit you. So look forward to seeing you next week, right here on Saving with Steve. Stay safe, stay healthy. God bless.
Thank you for joining us on the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.